Prelude of Beauty and the Beast 美女与野兽序幕 One cold windy winter night, a beggar woman came to ask for shelter from the bitter cold in the castle, wherein a mean, selfish, and unkind prince lived. 在一个寒风凛冽的夜晚，一个女乞丐来到一个城堡，城堡里住着一个小气、自私、冷酷的王子。他向这个王子要求一个过夜的地方，以躲避寒冷。In return, the beggar offered a rose. 作为交换，他给王子一支玫瑰。Sneering at the rose,The prince refused the woman. 王子对玫瑰不屑一顾，他拒绝了他的要求。The beggar warned the prince not to be deceived by appearances, since real beauty is found within. 他警告王子不要被外表蒙蔽，因为美丽是内在的。When he turned away from her again, the beggar woman turned herself into a beautiful enchantress whom the prince fell in love with immediately. 当王子再一次拒绝她时，女乞丐把自己变成了一位妖艳的美女。王子立即坠入了她的情网。He asked for forgiveness.And begged for her love, but it was too late. 他要求得到饶恕，并祈求得到他的爱，但为时已晚。The woman was actually a witch, and she was so angry with the prince being mean and unkind that as a punishment, she transformed him into an ugly beast.这个女人实际上是一个女巫，她对王子的残酷无情感到愤怒，为了惩罚她，她把她变成了一个丑陋的野兽。The whole castle was enchanted, together with the rose, which would bloom on his 20th birthday. 整个城堡连同那只玫瑰都被施了魔法，而玫瑰将会在他20岁的生日时开花。If he could learn to love a girl and be loved by her in return before the last petal fell, the spell would be broken. 如果在玫瑰的最后一个花瓣落下之前，他能爱上一个姑娘，并且姑娘也能爱上他，魔咒就会被破解。If not, he would remain a beast for the rest of his life. 否则他会终生成为野兽。Being ashamed of his monstrous form, the beast shot himself in the castle. 羞于自己的怪模样，王子把自己关在城堡里不出去。As the years passed, he fell into despair. For who could ever fall in love with a beast? 时间一年又一年的过去了，他陷入了绝望。谁会爱上一个野兽呢？